Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. All right, let's do it. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. I'm Jamie Markley. David Van Camp off the rest of the week. Planned, by the way. There's Scott Robbins.
Yeah, I had somebody reach out to us yesterday saying, did he really get suspended?
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
I said right away. I was joking.
I know, but sometimes you only hear what you hear, right?
Okay. Now, he was fired. Anyway. Oh, he's not. This was planned. After he's going to be back on Monday.
After his wife left him. Yeah.
Oh, good night. Just start all the rumors.
Let's not. Yeah.
Oh, goodness. Okay, so we got to get into the economy. People are talking about that, talking about Boeing, talking about TikTok, but the President Joe Biden out on the campaign trail in Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Well, before, he was at the Boys and Girls Club, and we'll get to what he said about the economy in a second, but he did say this. We rolling here?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Look, to communities everywhere and at this Boys and Girls Club, by the way, I've been a gigantic supporter of Boys and Girls, just the biggest in the country.
Okay. He's a big supporter. He eliminated girls there, but I think because he is Joe Biden, they'll let that go. You know.
Supporter of Boys and Girls, just the biggest in the country.
Yeah.
You know, he started to say it.
Right.
And then he stopped.
Yeah. That's just part of it.
Because you can't do that. You can't gender people anymore.
Well, listen, as far as his flubs, that's nothing.
Well, no.
You know. But he wants you to know one thing as far as the economy. Inflation?
Yeah.
Good news here, okay?
Wages are rising faster than prices, and now we have among the lowest inflation rates of any country in America, and we're still fighting to lower it even further.
Lowest of any country in America.
That's interesting.
We have several countries here in America.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
Well, he's probably thinking North America and South America.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, maybe. Who knows?
On a speech, a lot of times it is just guessing games. You're never quite sure.
Well, we try to make sense of it, of senselessness. I mean, that's the thing. You try to go, well, maybe he meant, I don't know, hemispheres? I don't know what he meant.
Not sure. Meanwhile, Trump did an interview on Newsmax, and he's talking about, we got 7 months here. There could be a lot of damage done in 7 months.
Oh,
we got to turn this thing around, basically.
You see how bad, how pathetic Biden's been. He's the worst president in the history of our country. He's corrupt. He's incompetent. He's weaponized the justice system to go after his political opponent, which has never been done before.
Okay, you may dislike Trump. Three things he said right there. Absolutely true.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the worst president we've ever had. He's not respected at all in foreign. Look, you wouldn't have Russia attacking Ukraine. You wouldn't have Israel being attacked. Iran was broke when I was president. They were broke because of me. Let's say they were broke.
Let's just say.
Well, those are hypotheticals, but I think most people do believe that, what he just laid out there.
And they didn't have the money to give to Hamas or Hezbollah.
Right.
All of these things, you wouldn't have inflation because it was caused by energy. All of these things were things that were very preventable, not preventable by him. And the problem we have 7 months to go, a little more than 7 months to go. That's an eternity when you have incompetent people running the government.
By the way, when he's talking about Iran, and we talked about this yesterday, our government is ready to take sanctions away that would enable Iran to get their hands on $10 billion. Did you see that covered?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
Legacy Media?
I saw it, but not on Legacy Media, no.
Okay, I was just curious. But just
$10 billion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, that's, what are we doing? Why?
What's the thinking behind it? If we play nice, they'll play nice? I mean, I
how many times
I don't
can
know
you go
else
down that road?
Right.
It does not make any sense at all. So when you said this yesterday, one of the big stories was a possible TikTok. Now I'm Nancy Pelosiing it. Mm-hmm. TikTok ban.
Yeah.
This is going to be going to the Senate.
Yeah.
And so, you know, that was covered today. Well, at least here's part of it from ABC and see what you think, because it seems to me all of a sudden Legacy Media is telling you things about TikTok that they hadn't said before, which has been true for a long, long time. And what is the play? Is it really what some people are afraid of? They don't want TikTok to have all this surveillance over Americans. The government here wants that.
Surveillance over all Americans, yeah.
Yes. So
in China, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube are banned completely. And the version of TikTok available over there is mostly educational and much different from what's in the U.S.
That used to be just right-wing talking points.
Mm-hmm.
All of a sudden, it's making legacy news.
The Chinese don't believe TikTok is safe for their kids. They don't allow it. And they allow a very tailored version.
Yes, that's absolutely true. And honestly, I'm happy that ABC was reporting that. That's a good thing.
TikTok launching an all-out pressure campaign.
Keep TikTok!
Dozens of content creators flooding Washington, insisting they depend on TikTok for their livelihoods and the community it creates, including Brandon Hurst.
But have you heard of the Syngonium?
After losing his job during the pandemic, he turned to TikTok to promote his plant business.
All right, Scott, I wanted your reaction to this. You already made that kind of crazy face. Like, what? This is the sympathetic part of the story where people, you know, that have businesses that rely on TikTok, they could go out of business if you ban it in the United States.
My whole business would be devastated. Yeah, I would lose the opportunity to connect with millions of people on a regular basis, and the community that I've worked really hard to build would be gone.
How much of your sales are driven from TikTok?
100%. 100% of my sales.
Some of the lawmakers...
Okay, hang on a second. Just asking, because I don't know. There might be a good answer to this. I don't know if you know it. All right. There are other platforms.
Well,
you're telling me you could not switch your business to another platform because other people would have to find other platforms if TikTok went away.
Yeah, somebody will emerge the winner if TikTok goes away. I mean, I understand the TikTok thing because of the millions and billions of eyes that are on it all the time.
Mm-hmm.
How it might be something that's very beneficial to a small business.
I get that.
I understand. However, again, back to your initial point, there are other platforms. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you can string a 30-second commercial together or whatever. You can use tons of platforms.
You know, the creativity
I mean, Facebook
that you
have. Marketplace exists.
Well, I don't think they want to go all the way back to Facebook, but there's
Well, no, but I'm just
Instagram
saying,
Reels,
I mean, there are other places, Snapchat. There's Reels, the Reels thing out there now.
Well, the other part is someone could buy it.
Yeah.
United States. Of course, the fear in there from, you know, people certainly on the right, I think this is legit, is, well, then you have basically our own government spying on you. Which, by the way, you feel like is happening anyway.
Oh, they
and when you
do
look
it.
At the last yeah. election, well, yeah, yeah, they put their thumb on the scale.
Sure.
They absolutely did. But I don't think it's a bad idea to get away from China, for crying out loud. Here's the end.
Some of the lawmakers who do not support this bill say that it does not address the root causes of protecting data privacy across all social media apps. Even though President Biden has a campaign TikTok account, he says he would sign this bill into law if it hits his desk. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer making no promises to move quickly. He says they plan to review this legislation. Right now, there are no plans for a vote.
No plans. Move on our schedule. Don't care what you people think of it.
Well, I mean, it's nice to have a thoughtful debate about it.
Yeah, you should read through it.
To at least hear where both sides are coming from.
I think for a lot of the American people, they've heard so much about social media and how it's been bad in a number of different areas, especially when it comes to kids, and somebody's got to do something about it.
Yeah.
And they trot out there to Washington. That's every, what, 6 months, every year, year and a half. And they get grilled and they get yelled at. And we all get to say your favorite politician. You see him own Zuckerberg or Weird Beard or anybody else.
Right.
Oh, that was great.
Yeah.
And nothing ever changes.
No. No. It's a show thing.
The only thing that really changes is when Elon Musk bought Twitter. Then things changed.
Well, and also you do, every time I hear the think of the children, you know, when that narrative is floating around, I always am skeptical.
Yes.
Because generally there's a whole lot more to it than that. And also, I mean, listen. I mean, you can always parent. I know that's tough, but you can always do that.
It is tough.
I know. I realize that. I realize it's very difficult.
That part.
To keep kids off TikTok and off social media. I get it.
Well, you know who else gets it? Nancy Pelosi. Her, what, The grandkids are on it. And yeah. I heard you listen to this yesterday.
This is not a ban on TikTok. I'm a grandmother of teenagers. I understand the entertainment value, the educational value, the communication value, the business value for some business on this. This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner.
And she does the diagonal with the hand so people know what she's talking about.
People are so lame.
Tic-tac-toe.
What a knee slapper. Thanks, Nancy. Leave that one in the act. Yes.
Nancy, when is she going to give this up?
I know, dude. It
can't relate.
Right.
My goodness. I mean, the high point will never be reached again when she actually thanked George Floyd for dying, which was really something.
Yeah.
Like he did it on purpose.
Thank you, George Floyd. For sacrificing your life.
Sacrificing your life.
Yes, it was a sacrifice.
For being there to call out to your mom. How heartbreaking was that? Call out for your mom.
Which he had done before when he was arrested before. That seemed to be a trend, but who
let
cares?
That get in the way of a good narrative, right?
Took that fentanyl on purpose. Of course he did. Yes.
Yeah, but see, old people like trying to be cool or trying to be clever with something they know nothing about.
Yeah.
In this case, TikTok.
Yeah.
It's just lame.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
My hair was growing long. My grandmother used to say, just get it shaped. I never knew what that meant.
Shaped?
Shaped. Not long, just shaped. What she meant was cutting it off.
Oh, I got it.
But she was trying to talk, you know, a lingo that perhaps she thought I would understand.
Well, at least you could understand what she was saying.
Yeah.
With Pelosi sometimes.
Part
you don't
of
know.
The Foreign Affairs Committee, Mr.
Kennedy. Yeah, sometimes you're like, could you just spit it out already? We don't have all day.
Yeah.
All right, much to get to. Another Boeing problem? You can't be serious. Oh, yeah. We'll get to that and much more coming up right here.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
All right. The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp. Well, he's out for the rest of the week. There's Scott Robbins. You know, flipping around news today, see what's going on. And I see, you know, another issue with a Boeing plane. I'm like,
I know.
Is this the same day? Is this a new one?
Right. I think the same thing. When I see that, I'm like, didn't I just read this? And is it, yeah, you know, I don't know.
No, it's a new one.
I know. This morning, an American Airlines Boeing 777 traveling from Dallas to Los Angeles forced to make an emergency landing after reports of mechanical problems. Huh. This video capturing the moment the plane carrying 249 people touched down at LAX airport with a possible flat tire.
Oh, God.
This comes on the heels of several other incidents on Boeing planes in recent days. On Monday, hydraulic fluid began leaking from the bottom of this Boeing 777 as it departed Sydney for San Francisco, forcing the plane to turn around and land back at Sydney's airport. And this newly released video shows more from what happened the moment this Boeing 787 Dreamliner suddenly dropped thousands of feet mid-flight on its way from Sydney to New Zealand, uprooting passengers from the seats, tossing them around the cabin. At least 50 people were treated for injuries.
Okay, so this is getting well documented. And then there's this other story that's really crazy that hasn't gotten as much coverage. Just a little bit here and there, like throughout that whole report there from ABC this morning. They don't mention the whistleblower. They just...
Oh, the guy who just killed himself, yeah. Yeah.
Allegedly.
Well, yeah.
And you know, sometimes I just like to do this. David Van Camp, with his background in news, is really good at just delivering stories. It's not my sweet spot. Sometimes I just let the pros do it.
Look at me.
And Daily Wire does great reporting.
Yeah, they do.
But this was the report. I think this is Megan Basham. And if you hadn't heard this part of the story, it's wild, man.
There was a whistleblower who went public with evidence of safety issues at Boeing, and he was just found dead on Saturday.
Yes, that's correct. Only a few hours before he was set to give his third deposition in a defamation suit against the company. So John Barnett's lawyer started calling him when he didn't show up for that deposition, and they grew concerned. Police then found his body in his truck in the parking lot of a Charleston Holiday Inn. He was deceased from a gunshot wound to the head. Only the day before, Barnett had testified for several hours about problems at Boeing. Now he
Time out. Okay. Testify several hours. Going to testify again. Decides, you know what, I'm done. I think if they get to this part, lawyers say he's in good spirits.
Yeah.
What? Really?
Now, he had worked for the company for more than 30 years, and starting in 2010, he was a quality control manager for a South Carolina plant. He retired in 2017, and then in 2019, he began speaking to the press about safety issues he witnessed while on the job.
Do you know about that?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
Oh.
He said that Boeing was putting pressure on employees to cut corners to save money. This is from an interview Barnett gave TMZ only a few weeks ago.
I don't know if you've seen any of the footage of that interview.
No, I haven't seen any of it.
This is one of those stories that, honestly, for people that just only have time to get a little bit of news here and there, and they might get it from the morning news shows, they would be interested to know this. It's not saying anything definitively happened, but my goodness. A lot of coincidences going on here.
Well, I'd taken a team of four inspectors to Spirit AeroSystems to inspect the 41 section before they sent it to Charleston. And we found 300 defects. Some of them were significant that needed engineering intervention. When I returned to Charleston, my senior manager told me that we had found too many defects and he was going to take the next trip. So the next trip he went on, he took two of my inspectors. And when they got back, they were given accolades for only finding 50 defects.
So the coroner says the gunshot appears to be self-inflicted, but Barnett's lawyer is making it pretty clear that he has doubts. Police are still investigating, but right now they're not saying they suspect foul play.
Dang. He's in good spirits. Not suspecting foul play. What do you think, Scott?
Well, I mean, I guess I'll go ahead and jump to the conclusion that perhaps he was taken out by somebody who didn't want him to talk any longer.
How can you not help but think that a little bit?
Well, sure. Either that or he was so distraught by what was going on or what they were going to do that he thought the only way out was to take his own life. I don't know.
We don't know.
But damn.
Yeah.
Sure stinks to high heaven, doesn't it?
Boy, it sure does. It's like a scene out of a movie.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
I saw today, I was in the Babylon Bee, hijackers changed mind when they realized the plane was a Boeing. Which is pretty funny.
Some days I forget to go to the bee, and then I'm always sad that I did because it's funny consistently every day.
This is Change Plans.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. All right. Since David's not here, biggest story today, Scott.
Gosh, there's so many. We haven't gotten a lot. This suicide story is crazy.
That is crazy.
It is a crazy story that I think we will stay on indefinitely because there's a lot that has to be answered for here. And I suppose polling numbers out today, Joe's not looking good, no bump from anywhere. And, of course, we still got the TikTok thing going on. So there's several things floating in the air today.
Well, Janet Yellen gave her latest wisdom on inflation.
I can't wait to hear that.
Oh, yes.
I haven't heard that yet. Holy cow.
Yeah. We'll definitely get to that. And a round of What's Your Story? Straight ahead right here. All right, then. Yeah. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. I'm Jamie Markley, the Gen Xer. The millennial, David Van Camp, off for a couple of days. The sexy boomer. Right there, Scott Robbins. Saw this, the Wall Street Journal. It made some sense to me. It was in Life and Style, that section. Not the economy.
Mm-hmm.
But it has to do with the economy. The title of the piece, We Still Don't Believe How Much Things Cost. It's like high prices of stuff. Because you keep hearing, and we'll get to Janet Yellen in a second, Treasury Secretary, because inflation is slowing. Good. People still look at prices of stuff and go, this is freaking insane.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there's a reason for that. It says the high prices of items like coffee and milk have consumers grumbling about inflation across the board, even though it's cooled. Talks about this one guy, Rob Cooper. Deodorant was what changed his mind about the economy. Because after paying $4 for his signature Old Spice Stronger Swagger for a decade, gotta like the Stronger Swagger. Is that your choice, Scotty?
Well, look, man, my choice is probably what's ever on sale.
Okay.
I don't really have a specification, but Old Spice isn't exactly top of the line.
Well, for years, it's $4.
Yeah.
He was shocked last year to see it priced at $7.99.
Jeez, man.
Said, my brain just cannot rationalize paying twice as much. It doesn't feel right.
Dang.
So it goes on to say, consumer behavior researchers call Cooper's expectation of $4 deodorant a reference price. A years-long run of higher prices has a lot of Americans' expectations of what daily purchases should cost, whether that's a cup of coffee, a package of paper towels, whatever. Shoppers are put off by the same or higher prices for smaller amounts of stuff. And that's why you got Biden trying to say, hey, chips in a bag, they're ripping you off. It gets passed down to the consumer when everything's higher.
Do you buy fruit?
Yeah.
The price of fruit's crazy.
It is.
It is crazy.
Yes.
I buy the strawberries and blueberries for smoothies.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yes. But you want to eat healthy.
Well, I try.
Yes, it is. Everything's gone up. So as it says in the piece, the pace of inflation has slowed to 3.2% from its recent peak in June 2022. But prices are still rising, just at a slower rate. That's the thing. You can keep saying, well, listen, the pace of inflation is slowing down. Listen, I know what I used to pay for stuff, and now I'm paying this, and it's still getting higher. And somehow, you know, these brain trusts can't understand why people are so sour.
Yeah.
So they do this little piece called Pricing Pain, and they look at February 2024 prices for, you know, specific products, and they're changed from February 2020. Like baby wipes. Let's see, what do we have here? It cuts off. Well, that sucks. The phone version cuts off. It's like $4.20. It's almost double that now. Bleach, $2.78 in 2020, $4.87 now. The price of milk has almost doubled. Same with deodorant. Dog food, $5.42, now $8.48.
Dang.
Yeah. Eggs, $2.35, now $3.87. Nutrition bars, $3.12, now at $5.67.
Yeah, those are crazy, too.
Yep. Paper towels, $5.76 to $8.22. Ramen, $0.62 to $1.08. It just goes on. So you want to at least understand why people are feeling like, yeah, the economy's not great. I'm still going backwards. I may have gotten a raise, but I'm still going backwards. That's not good.
I didn't really get a raise, though. It's all negligible. I mean, you know, it is.
Right.
Get a 2% raise, prices go up 3%, you're still paying more. 0.6% rise again in February.
Mm-hmm.
After all this yapping about how it's coming down and blah, blah, blah. Now, of course, the spin is corporate greed.
You'll hear that.
It's everywhere.
All right.
Ridiculous.
So we can look at this right now as an exercise in perseverance that we can do together. And just let me tell you ahead of time, if you're zoning out listening to Janet Yellen, part of the fun of this is Scott's reaction to it, at least in my mind.
Yeah.
It makes the whole thing much more digestible.
I thought it'd be good.
Treasury Secretary explaining it.
Well, look, inflation is down almost two-thirds from the high it reached in 2022.
Does it make you feel better?
And the trend is clearly a favorable one. I wouldn't expect this to be a smooth path month to month, but the trend is clearly favorable. That said, President Biden's top priority is addressing the issue of high costs that
he created it.
Concerns so many Americans. They're worried about their ability to make ends meet, and he's doing all that he can, bringing down prescription drug prices, bringing down the cost of health care.
Of course,
the investments that we're making
to
promote renewables in the United States will make energy more secure.
That's a flat-out lie.
It is a lie.
That's just
it's a freaking lie. It's a freaking lie. You're dumping money into a product that no one wants. Is it marketable? Is it sold? Is it selling anywhere at the rate you need it to sell just to break even? I mean, people don't want it.
Well, and that it's more reliable is just a flat-out lie. And it goes on.
And lower the cost of energy to households. In the State of the Union, the president also proposed ways to increase the supply of affordable housing and make housing more affordable for new home buyers.
But when you talk about prices, the CPI inflation has had a 3 in front of it since July of last year. Why is Jamie Dimon wrong then when he's saying the worst case is stagflation?
Well, I don't think we're going to see stagflation. Okay. Most forecasters believe we're on a path where inflation will come down over time.
Okay, hang on. I'll just cut it off there. Jamie Dimon.
Yeah.
I'm not sitting here as a big Jamie Dimon fan.
No.
But you got to trust one or the other. Oh. Yellen or Dimon?
Jamie Dimon. Hands down, Jamie Dimon.
Yeah.
I mean, dude, the thing about these people is they live in this world and they just say things. Just regurgitate the same talking point nonsense over and over again. And we know better because we're out there shopping. And this is what you're seeing reflected in the polls right now.
I agree.
People have had enough of that gas. They know better. Stop lying to us. It'd be better if she just went, you know what? Government spending was wild, and we're going to rein in the government spending, and hopefully that'll bring the inflation figure down.
Well, remember when she said we were getting their handle on inflation, but there was something at the time she didn't understand.
Supply bottlenecks that have affected our economy badly that I didn't at the time didn't fully understand, but we recognize that now.
Okay, even if the philosophy is, hey, people do make mistakes sometimes.
Yeah.
Okay, this person may be a little out of gas here and can't do the gig.
Right.
Got to find somebody else. But no, they never lose their job.
No, nobody does. Nobody. They resign. Golly. Some resign, but that's it. They don't lose their jobs. She's terrible at it, and she's been lying since the day she took office and is still painting this somewhat rosy picture, and we all know better. Everybody knows better.
It's slowing down.
You may hate...
It's time for you guys to move on.
I know. Thanks for bringing that up because I was ready to go up another tangent.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's that time we do this every day about this time. Go around the table. May not be the biggest story out there, but it got your attention. Today, Scott, what's your story?
Well, PETA is back in the news. The People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, all those weirdos, are now pressuring Dr. Jill Biden, trying to make a change in the annual White House Easter egg roll. They want the White House to stop using chicken eggs. Ah!
Really?
Yeah, I know. It feels a little deja vu-ish. Well, because they did it last year. Last year, they suggested that instead of chicken eggs, that perhaps they use like rocks, like colored rocks, and roll them down the hill, right? This year, they're suggesting using potatoes. They have... I know, seriously. Paint a potato. They suggest a name change from the White House Easter egg roll to the White House potato roll. It refers to eggs in cholesterol bombs and notes that in stark contrast, potatoes are cheaper and healthier than eggs. Potatoes leave our birds in peace. Now, Dr. Jill Biden has not weighed in yet on whether it's going to change or not, but odds are it won't. It will continue to be eggs, you weirdos. And listen, man, I want to say for the record, nobody loves animals more than I do. I'm an animal lover. I love animals. Got two animals. Got no problem with animals. I love to eat animals, too.
Oh, well, then,
yeah, I mean, I'm
you
sorry.
You can't say you love animals in that crowd.
Yeah, yes, I can, because I love to have a nice steak, and I love my eggs. And, you know, I love that pork chops. I'm good on that, right?
Chicken sandwich, too?
Chicken sandwich, chicken, yes.
Really?
Of course.
Shame on you.
Yes.
Boy, oh boy.
But I will do that. But I will say this. You don't win any hearts and minds with this garbage. You just don't. People just look at you and go, you weirdos. And they're tempted to go completely the other way.
All right.
You want to help out animals? Donate to an animal shelter.
Here we go. For my story today, Trevor Bauer used to be Major League Baseball pitcher.
Really good one, too, by the way.
Yes. And as you might know, he was suspended.
Indefinitely.
A couple of years back. And at the time, I mean, it did. It sounded awful. You know, it was this domestic violence, sexual assault policy from Major League Baseball of what he was accused of doing, but was never found guilty of a crime.
Nope.
And has served his suspension. But there are no Major League Baseball teams that want him.
And as it turns out, this was all consensual.
Well, yeah. It was really bizarre.
I mean,
bizarre.
There was some crazy stuff going on,
terrible
no doubt.
Look for him. I mean, I'm not saying you would come away from that saying, you know what, Trevor, good guy.
No. But what people do in the privacy of their own homes and, you know, what adults do, I don't. First of all, I don't want to know. Secondly, if both are in agreement to some weird stuff, then.
So the point is, okay. And she was out to get him.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, that's been proven. So why are no teams looking at him? Is it just because of that incident? Is it because he is a problem in the locker room? They don't want the attention that would be brought to the team? Because I don't know if you saw what happened the other day. He went out and pitched against the Dodgers minor league team. I mean, it was, you know, a group that was playing against them, an exhibition game.
Right.
An Asian team that was going to let him pitch because he pitched in Japan last year because he couldn't pitch in the United States. Did you see any of the footage of it?
I didn't, no.
Okay. I mean, he hit 99 on the gun.
Dang.
I mean, he was thrown between 96 and 98. I mean, you'd have to say he looked pretty good. And then... I mean, to me, it was hilarious, but it was almost like a mockery. In the third inning, he was having people in the stands. There were a bunch of people that came out to watch him play, and he was signing autographs for like 40 minutes. But he was having them call the pitches. Throw the heat. Fastball. Okay. So the hitters knew what was coming. Still struck out five guys.
Yeah.
He looked pretty good. At first, he was talking to the batters. What do you want? Just tell me what you want. You do you. And he's kind of like, okay. And he'd throw a, you know, splitter and make him look stupid. But it is this weird thing that no one seems to be interested in. I saw, the Yankees are desperate for a pitcher, but Gerrit Cole and he used to hate each other. And then there have been other teams that were thinking about it, but said, no, we probably don't want that headache. And he has said, listen, from everything I've been through over the last few years, I can handle media in any town. I don't care if it's New York media or wherever. So what's the real reason? Scott, you're the baseball guy.
Well, my assumption is it's because they don't want to deal with it. They don't want to deal with the blowback or the zaniness that would come with signing him. Because, again, a lot of people don't know the rest of the story. I mean, the rest of the story wasn't reported as near as heavily as the story itself when they got the text message in from her.
Right.
And she was all in on this stuff.
He would take the league minimum salary of $740,000.
He said, just sign me for whatever. I'll apply. I just want to play.
Like incentives. If I give you this amount of win, that sort of thing.
Yeah, and every team is starved for pitchers. Every one of them.
It's just one of the most interesting things.
It is crazy. This guy, and this was in the top earning years of his life.
I mean, there were guys that, like, beat their wives or girlfriends that came back.
This guy'd be making $25 million right now a year.
Yeah, it's wild. Okay, news update. We got to get to you. You want to hear straight ahead.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Running a business is a 24/7 job.
And it's easy to fall behind on things like closing the books.
If this is you, you should know these three numbers.
37,000, 25, 1.
37,000. That's the number of businesses that have upgraded to NetSuite by Oracle.
25. NetSuite turns 25 this year. That's 25 years of helping businesses do more with less, close their books in days, not weeks, and drive down costs.
1. Because your business is one of a kind. So you get a customized solution for all of your KPIs. Everything you need to grow, all in one place.
Having all your information in one place makes it easy to make better decisions.
And right now, NetSuite has an unprecedented offer to make it happen.
Right now, download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist designed to give you consistently excellent performance absolutely free at netsuite.com/MVR.
That's netsuite.com/MVR to get your own KPI checklist.
netsuite.com/MVR.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp out the rest of the week, back on Monday. There's Scott Robbins. You know, opening day is coming up. There's a big basketball tournament this month. It is a good time to check out Prize Picks. It's the easiest way to play daily fantasy sports. You're just playing against numbers.
Yep, you pick 2 to 6 players, pick a stat projection, and then you choose more or less. There are no sharks to worry about. All you do is pick more or less.
And they also offer injury insurance, so you stay and play even if one of your players gets hurt. Prize Picks is the only daily fantasy sports platform with an injury insurance policy.
Yeah, now you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. You can turn 100 into 1,000 on college basketball, pro basketball, baseball, even esports.
Esports for you, huh?
Well, that's not my thing, but hey. No,
some people, yeah.
Yeah.
All you got to do is download the app today. Use code MVCR for a first deposit match for up to $100. Again, that's code MVCR on Prize Picks for a deposit match of up to $100.
Pick more, pick less. It's just that easy.
Okay. You brought this up yesterday, and this is a crazy stat. And that is 22% of Gen Z identify as LGBTQ.
Yeah, I saw that.
It's more than doubled in like 10 years.
Yeah.
No social contagion, though.
No, none at all.
Don't you dare say that.
No. Listen, I don't know how many of these people actually are that say they are, or whether saying you are is the cool kids club ticket.
That's part of it.
You know? I don't know.
That is part of it. If you look at it by generation right now, identifying, Gen Z at over 22%, LGBTQ+. Millennial, 9.8, so more than double in a generation.
How about that, huh?
Okay, and then you go to Gen X, it's 4.5. So it's doubled there. Wow. Baby boomers 2.3, and then silent generation 1.1.
Yeah.
I think you can see what's going on there. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show.
Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
Should we just become best friends?
Yep. Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, Scott Robbins. Okay, there's a lot going on. People are talking about, you know, the presidential campaign. Who's going to win? Is Biden even going to stay in it? You're not quite sure. You know, had the State of the Union last week. Didn't really get a bump from that.
No, none at all, actually.
A lot of Democrats were hoping for that.
Yeah.
And then you had the hearing with Robert Hur and the classified documents case with Biden. And Democrats are just ready for this now to all go away. They're very angry at her for saying that, well, he's an old senile man. I mean, well-meaning enough, but a jury is going to see him in that way and probably not going to convict.
Well, they're mad at him because he told the truth. They don't like that. They're not a fan.
And so more has come out about the exchange between her and Biden that lasted over 2 days.
Yeah, and if you think it gets better, it doesn't.
It does not.
Man.
I happen to see this at Hot Air from Dwayne Patterson. Talking about their conclusion was that Biden committed multiple violations of law in the handling of the classified documents. But again, the likelihood that a jury would see the declined state of Joe Biden's cognitive ability and not return a guilty verdict. Yeah. Okay, we know that. And as he writes, I'm not a lawyer. I never attended a single class in an accredited law school. But some of this stuff is pretty easy to see. I mean, he goes off on tangents. He loses track of time. He's not all together. It's like all of these signs of obvious cognitive decline. Said, you know, and being distracted to the point of not appearing mentally sharp while an international crisis is unfolding is not exactly the best line on a presidential resume when campaigning for another term. Because remember, the Israel stuff is going on at this time. But from the actual transcript of the first day of interviews, you read this exchange. Because it seems like there's all this stuff going on. He's barely got time and he's distracted, right? And you have one of Biden's handlers there. And her saying, okay, if you... And the handler says, hey, could I say one thing? This is absolutely fine. I don't mean to interrupt. But I want to mention one thing. We're in the next few minutes. We're going to be at about 2.5 hours. And her says... Yes, sir. And the handler says, and I do know that president has a 3 o'clock or thereabouts barbecue. Biden jumps in, staff. And the handler says that he has to host on behalf of congressional or somebody, but by all, and Biden jumps in and says, it's all the people that work here. And the handler says, but yeah, by people working here. Exactly. Biden says, all right, it's my fault. We're going through, but go quicker with your questions. And part of it is, her is trying to go through the questions, but Biden keeps going off on tangents. And maybe you heard the part where he's talking about his Corvette making car sounds.
Oh, yeah. Vroom, vroom.
And Biden asked whether he transferred classified documents from his vice presidential residence to his Delaware residence. Somehow, I guess Joe felt like he should add this for context. And said, you left everything in place, talking to her, and search of his Delaware lake house. Said, I just hope you didn't find any risque pictures of my wife in a bathing suit, which you probably did. She's beautiful. You have that look on your face, Scott.
Come on, man.
What?
Did he say that?
He did. He did absolutely say that. And then he went off on another tangent. And said, you know, I hit a target hundreds of yards away with a bow and arrow during a visit to Mongolia in August 2011 when I was there.
He is freaking Walter Mitty, isn't he?
I said, I'm not a bad archer.
Yeah.
After listening to this, he referred to Mongolian archers as gorillas.
Oh, boy.
So, but I hit the GD target. Damn's in there. A video uploaded by the Obama administration of the occasion shows Biden shooting a bow into an empty field. White House did not respond to a request for comment on that.
God, what are we doing?
It's unreal, isn't it?
It is.
Okay. And then he apparently out of the 1968 Syracuse University School of Law graduating class of 85 students, Biden finished 76th.
Yeah, he's way down there in the lower echelon.
He looked back and said, you know, I just didn't care that much. You know, I didn't take it very seriously. We had a really difficult professor. He called me on to, you know how they do in law school, discuss a case, you know, in your first torts class. And I had never read the case. And I stood up and spoke for 10 minutes. The whole class stood up, started clapping.
Unbelievable.
Yes.
Yeah. Did he mention they put him on their shoulders then and carried him around the campus afterwards? was that part of it?
No.
God, this guy.
But then detailed a bizarre episode during one of his first jobs out of law school involving a 23-year-old construction worker with a seared, I don't know how else to say it, penis.
Wait a minute.
Seared, yes.
Wow, that's number three on the menu.
What should we call it for the sake? Knish? You like Mr.
Yeah, Mr. Knish.
All right.
We can call it that.
And missing testicle.
Holy cow.
And how the case ultimately led him to enter politics. Biden said this poor kid is down a 100-foot vessel, chimney, scraping the hydrogen bubbles off the inside, and he was wearing the wrong pants, wrong jeans, and a spark caught fire and caught in the containment vessel, and he lost part of his, Mr. Knish, and one of his testes, and he was 23 years old. You got some sort of staff outing. You're getting asked these questions. Her doesn't care about that.
No.
He's just rambling. How odd is that?
It's weird. It's so weird, but it's so on brand, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, it really is. I mean, what are we talking about here, man? I mean, seriously. I mean, when we have this conversation about the presidential, again, you may hate Donald Trump. You may hate him with every fiber of your being. That's fine. But you can't vote for that guy. You can't. Not that guy.
Well, but to be fair, Trump will go off on tangents, too.
Yeah.
But it's somehow related to what he's talking about.
Well, he's not being quizzed either by a special prosecutor at the time.
Yeah, that is.
Golly.
True. You may have seen this story. There are a lot of bands. What is it? 80 bands that have bailed on the Texas South by Southwest Festival?
Yeah.
Why? They found out it's got U.S. Army sponsorship.
Yeah, can't have that.
What?
That's exactly right.
Reading the story, claiming that the Army sponsorship, this is supplied weapons supporting the violent oppression of the Palestinian people.
Right.
You saw a list of the bands.
Yeah.
Big names?
No, none.
Oh. Well, it's like 80.
It's like 80 bands you've never heard of.
Okay.
I mean, listen, I'm not exactly in touch with every new rock band out there.
Yeah.
Or every jam band or whatever. But this is ridiculous. I mean, again, you've got a chance to expose your music in front of a lot of people that you normally wouldn't get a chance to do so. And you're not going to do it because the Army's going to be there. Go away. Just leave now. Go.
South by Southwest must disinvite Raytheon, its subsidiary, Collins Aerospace, and BAE Systems to the conference and festivals in the city of Austin. That's what the activist group said.
Right.
They have direct ties to the arming of Israel, supporting their violent oppression of the Palestinian people. Raytheon manufactures missiles, bombs, and other weapon systems for the Israeli military to use against Palestinians. So we're not going to play. I'm sorry, but all I can think about is the music fest that was going on in Israel on October 7th.
Yeah.
And all the people killed there.
Yeah.
You can't relate to those artists at all? You know what happened? You know who killed them?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, my goodness. This is insane to me.
Well, it is insane.
But I think Texas Governor Greg Abbott had the right response to this. In a post, bands pull out of South by Southwest over U.S. Army sponsorship. Bye. Don't come back. Don't come back.
Right. Just don't. And that's what he said. And that's a perfectly great answer.
Austin remains the headquarters for the Army Futures Command. San Antonio is Military City USA. We are proud of the U.S. military in Texas. If you don't like it, don't come here.
Yeah. And again, I mean, that's the perfect response. They've still got, wasn't there like 300 bands or something scheduled to play?
Usually is.
So this is a very small percentage of bands that aren't going. Now, this could be a chain reaction moving forward. Other bands will be shamed into not doing it.
I think there's over 2,000 total.
I mean, it's crazy. I mean, you got like 16 stages and whatever.
Yeah, it can get a little wacky.
I mean, nobody knows. I mean, you know, again, I mean, I'm sure that the people that go might know who they are. But again, you're not really going there for the music. You're going there for the event.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's like everything else at those big festivals, right? You just want to say you were there.
Yeah, I suppose. And again, man, I don't know the list of bands. I'm just going by you. And you have, you know, pretty good knowledge of what bands are happening. And it's like this virtue signaling. Okay, go right ahead.
Who cares, right? I don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, Neil Young pulled this stuff with Spotify and then caved and came back.
Oh, yeah.
But everybody's heard of Neil Young.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's just like, okay.
Lonely Finger Band is one of them. I know that.
Lonely Finger Band.
The Lonely Finger Band.
Starting to understand where they got the name.
And No and No Bro was another band.
Okay.
That was playing. And the other one.
Oh, no. It's just not going to be the same.
Without No Bro there?
No.
And the other one I can't even say on the air. One of the other big names that didn't show up.
Really?
I can't say it.
Okay.
I'd like to be able to say it, but I can't.
Something else. So I mentioned this earlier, which might as well just do this now. About this rich guy explaining to people why he parks in handicapped spots. Because if you got somebody that's not handicapped and they park there,
right,
there are people with a cell phone camera that's going to say, hey, what are you doing? Park there. Just want to see what you think, Scott, of what this guy actually said.
You are disabled.
To be honest with you, mate, I'm a very quick person, and I need to be close to the shop to save time. Time is money. Within the 2 minutes that I'm in the shop, 100 disabled people aren't just going to turn on. That's why I'm parking in the disabled bay.
Time is money.
100 disabled people, what?
Go back.
What did he say there?
100 disabled people aren't just going to turn on. That's why I'm parking in the disabled bay.
They're not just going to turn on.
Oh, okay.
They're going to come in here. Not that big a deal.
Oh, you're a jerk. I mean, I had to use that when I was sick, you know?
I know. You had that for a while.
The disabled parking thing.
Yeah. Did you hang on to it too long, you suppose?
Maybe. Was it abused? Not by me.
Who was it abused?
Somebody may have taken it from me and used it.
No. Are you serious?
No, I'm not serious, but it was suggested a few times.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, can we just take your... No. No.
So you can have nice parking somewhere?
Yeah.
Wow. All right. Oh, you know what it's time for? We got to get to our no BS election update and much more straight ahead right here.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp out the rest of the week, back on Monday. There's Scott Robbins. And it's time for the update. Here we go.
It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins 2024.
Are you running? Are you not running?
No BS update. Everything you need to know. Without all the crap.
I'm about to do an RSS thing.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Scotty, you have some updated polling?
Well, things have gone from bad to worse for old Joe.
Ooh.
After the State of the Union address, exclusive USA Today Suffolk University poll found Donald Trump defeated Biden 40-38%, drawing a near tie in the volatile electorate. As they get underway right now, a sizable portion of voters were dissatisfied with either one of them, actually. Receptive to being convinced. Now, this is interesting because 14% of Biden voters said, I'm going to reluctantly vote for him, but I could be convinced to go otherwise. And Donald Trump, 14% of his voters said the same thing. So you got a lot of people out there. And, you know, we hear about this all the time. Is anybody really undecided? You know, I mean, when you look at these polls, you see undecided at 8% or whatever. You think, really? And apparently there still are people that exist that claim to be undecided.
Yeah, I think you talk to people that don't like either one, don't follow politics all that right. closely, and trying to figure out, okay, what would be best for the country.
Yes.
And a lot of people, honestly, they don't, it's not that they get very little news. They don't get any news.
Right.
Unless someone's talking about it at a place of employment or something like that. From Real Clear Politics, I thought this was interesting. You're looking at like the Electoral College. Right now, to map it out, you got Trump at 219, Biden 215, but there's toss-ups. And then you look at the battleground states. Where is it at right now? Wisconsin, Trump up 46.4 to 45.4, so that's a point. Arizona, Trump's up over 5 points.
Wow.
Georgia, Trump up almost 6 points. Michigan, 3.5 points, Trump is up. Pennsylvania, Biden was leading. Now it's Trump by 0.6. North Carolina, Trump's up 5.5. Nevada, Trump's up 5.5. He's leading all those right now. Very interesting. And then when you look at the direction of the country, right direction, what percentage do you suppose it is, Scott?
Percentage of people who think, I think it's probably 42%.
25.3.
But that's a lot lower than I thought. I thought there was an automatic lock on 30%.
Wrong track is 65.6%.
Man. Well, that's bad news for an incumbent.
No doubt about that. Wow.
People not buying it, man. You can sell all day, but you're selling a product that nobody wants.
Yeah, that's true.
Nobody's buying it.
And I, you know, always look at the betting odds and all of that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And Trump still has a sizable lead. It's like 50, almost 51% to like 36%. But in the last week, Biden has actually ticked up a couple points and Trump's like down a point, which is odd. I'm not quite sure what has happened in the last week. But again, that's part of it with betting odds. You're not quite sure exactly what moves those numbers.
I trust them more than I do polling, though, sometimes.
A lot of times.
Because there's money on the line. Yep.
And after everything we've heard and read, who is third with the betting odds?
After, right now, today.
Yes. Who would you say? RFK Jr.?
Yeah, I would probably say RFK Jr.
Okay.
I'd be wrong. Yeah. Was it Hillary?
Wrong!
No.
Michelle Obama.
Even though I guess she had said she don't want it still.
People just won't give up the idea, right?
They won't. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show. Okay, Scott, without David here, what is the big story of the day?
Well, there certainly is a lot of stuff floating around out there. I mean, the TikTok thing is still front and center in the news with a lot of people. We're hearing more and more about all of a sudden we're giving Iran $10 billion rather.
Yeah, and Legacy Media isn't really covering that a whole lot.
Legacy Media doesn't cover it at all. I think it's a pretty darn big story. And, you know, the migration immigrant thing is still a front and center deal, too. So, and we got a lot of stuff.
You know, one other thing, talking about the election. And right now, Democrats are trying to figure out, how in the world can we make sure we get the black vote? You see this video that's gone viral?
No.
This black lady spewing truth. It's wild. You got to hear it. And much more coming up. The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. Thank you very much for being here, Jamie Markley. David Van Camp on vacation for a few days back on Monday. There's Scott Robbins. Okay. Saw this interview Trump did with Newsmax. Just want to roll this and see if you agree.
And I look now, even last night I was saying it, I said, there's no, I don't care, Andrew Jackson or anybody else, nobody has, when you think of the fake things, nobody's been treated like Trump in terms of badly. Russia, 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 Ukraine, 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 everything was a scam. And it literally starts the new one. As you win one, you start the other. Impeachment hoax number one, impeachment hoax number two, all hoaxes and scams. And I said, if they ever devoted their time to making America great again, it would be a lot easier.
It's hard to argue with that.
Well, yeah.
It's one thing after another after another. Now, you can have some fun with the way he phrases things.
Well, fake things. Nobody's been treated like Trump in terms of badly.
I like the third person stuff. That's really...
In terms of badly.
Yeah, you know, nobody.
That is pretty true.
Oh, yeah.
And there are plenty of people in the country that just will not vote for him because of who he is, either what he said in the past or what he's done. Doesn't matter if it would be better for the country overall than Biden. But it's been one thing for the left to deal with looking at polling when it comes to the black vote, because it looks more and more like there are going to be record numbers of black people in America voting for Donald Trump, and it's something that they cannot wrap their head around. And maybe this might help. I happen to see this. Dave Rubin showed and shared this yesterday. And it's a black lady that is sitting around. It looks like a meeting. And I see some older white dudes there.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like just, I mean, not elderly. I don't know, probably all above 50, I suppose. And it's just her going off on the Democratic Party. And rather than setting it up anymore, I'll just play parts of it and we can stop. It is like a tour de force because she has had enough with the Democratic Party. Roll it.
This, the Democratic Party, they promote black women, particularly if she's a lesbian.
Yes.
They promote black women who are not even qualified. We have seen with the diversity, equity, and inclusion, which is really racism, which is really saying, well, black people just, darn it, they're not smart enough, so we have to give them handouts. And you're pushing black women who are not qualified, Dr. Claudine Gay of Harvard. Now the head of diversity at Harvard is also accused, if I have it correctly, of plagiarism. And we'll get to Fannie Willis, who was elected as a DA in Fulton County, Georgia, primarily because she's black, in my opinion. And we've seen
Time out. She can say these things as a black woman.
Well, yeah, she is too. Yeah.
Other people say them where they can without getting in trouble. But as you talk about, you know, a lot of people are thinking it. She's just saying it.
And we've seen case after case. But the black man, where is he? That's done deliberately. And it started really in the 60s where the Democrats pushed policy, right, that said to women, particularly black women, you don't need a man in the home. We'll give you more money if you're single. And I grew up in the 70s and I saw the effects. I saw it in the 80s, the broken home. Now it's more dysfunctional home where you have some women with 8 children by 5 different fathers.
Exactly.
They don't know who their fathers are, in and out. It has almost destroyed the black community. But they're doing it in a different way now. They're promoting black women and want black men to be down here.
I've heard this theory before. And when, you know, it's laid out the way it is, it's like, boy, it does seem intentional. I don't know that. But it certainly looks that way.
And I think black men sense that. And they know that Trump relates to them. They relate to Trump very well. Barack Obama was, yes, a plant. He did nothing for the black community.
Nobody even knows who he is.
Did he ever come back to Chicago with as much crime to talk to young black men?
No.
He doesn't give a damn.
He doesn't.
Some of us have brought that point up before, and then you get called
racist.
Yeah, I know.
He cares so much. That's where he was. Why doesn't he come back? He could, I mean, who's more influential to help set things up so kids would have a chance to succeed? He's nowhere.
He doesn't.
Barack Obama is a curse on this nation. So is Joe Biden.
I think the black people, yes.
We provide the money for his Marxist socialist programs, yes, pushing abortion in Africa and other things. He didn't care about us.
No.
He didn't care. That gave rise to Trump. Because Trump actually listened to us. He actually cares.
What would be the argument to say, absolutely, Obama cares? What would you have to back it up? Where would the evidence be?
Well, I'm thinking to myself.
Are you stumped?
A little bit, yeah. Because, I mean, you think about it and you go through the process in your brain, you realize, well, it was empty rhetoric at best.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, that's at best. But, I mean, we've talked about this and other people have talked about this. I mean, you have taken an entire generation of fatherhood and made it dispensable.
Right. And then you see the effects of it.
Yes. You see the effects of it. You see what's going on. And
then you call it systemic racism.
You call it systemic racism.
Yeah.
And by the way, it's not only in the African-American households either. It's in many households across the country.
Absolutely.
Where it's just been this
a lot of
systemic
times
issue with
economic.
We don't need a man. We don't need a guy. We don't need this. We don't need that.
Right, right, right.
And now you've got an entire generation that have come up without any father or father figure in their homes.
Correct.
None.
And boy, you can't bring that up.
No, you can't because, that's, you know, girl power and we can
right.
do it on our own and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and I'm not, I mean, look, I almost want to tiptoe around, but I don't want to either.
Oh, come on.
But
lean
no,
into
it's,
it.
It's
we're
just,
a couple of old guys
I know, but
cloud.
It's just, but it, seriously.
I know.
I mean, seriously, when you can point fingers at a lot of different things, you can talk about social media, you can talk about the choices,
sure.
you can talk about all these
sure.
things, but the bottom line is this. I mean, without a strong father figure or father in the home, and again, it doesn't necessarily have to be a biological father, but a father figure in the home.
Dude, you can look at all the research. It all backs it up.
You have got you have got a real problem on your hands.
Yes.
I mean, two incomes are better than one. That's no doubt about that. You know,
yes.
your quality of life increases. It's better. It's better for a young man or woman, for that matter, young girl, to see her mother in a situation, relationship with a man, and that man is a provider. That man takes care. You know, maybe I'm old fashioned that way. I don't know, man.
Well, you could say that, but you could also say, well, research backs that up.
Yeah, it just makes sense to me.
When the nuclear family is intact,
and
the outcomes are better.
And,
not always,
right.
but you're just going by the percentage.
The loss of
yes.
of church attendance, the faith that drops, and the family
oh,
that,
she gets to that.
That is the faith community. You know, I mean.
She gets to that. Do you want to get to the rest of that now?
I do now.
All right.
Yeah.
Keep rolling then. Again, this lady, this black lady just spewing truth.
Yeah.
Controversial.
Many of us, I mean, it was bad. At least Bill Clinton BS'd and said, I feel your pain. But at least he said it. Barack Obama didn't give a damn. He should have never been elected. Before he was elected in 2008, my mother sent, may God rest her soul, letters to black churches warning them about Barack Obama. Saying he was so ungodly. I said, Mom, that's harsh. She wrote it anyway.
That's right.
And everything my mother said, may God rest her soul, was right. He hates this country, but he wants to live off the fat of the land. Like the founders of Black Lives Matter, they don't give a damn about black people. No. They didn't have to spend one dime to help build a black business. But these lesbians, they bought homes exactly. in predominantly white neighborhoods.
Yes.
See, they say they hate capitalism, yes. but they love to use us and live off of capitalism while they spout an anti-God, anti-America rhetoric.
So right.
By the way, just to stop there for a second. So, you know, I watched this, and I happen to then watch the comments, the video.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see a black woman. I see a great American. I'd rather have this woman as president than the fool we have now. She should give Trump's next campaign speech in a Democratic city. A tragedy, what's happened to the black American community in the last 60 years. I'm a 55-year-old black female, and I will be voting for Republicans for the first time. I left the Democratic Party, and I haven't looked back. Somebody else, that's not her truth. That's the truth. Yeah.
She should give the speech to nominate him. The nominating speech.
Here's another one. I'm a black American. I approve this message. Another one. I'm a black man. I've been saying these things for years. Perhaps now more people will hear it. Here's the end.
So right. I just, they got you in a
black community. They put us in danger. No, not all black people are drug dealers or this or that, but you're harming the average black who lives in an area that is high crime. When you talk about defund the police, and we saw the other day in New York City, where you have illegals beating up NYPD officers. Oh. That went viral. But under Trump, something like that would have been dealt with immediately. He would have spoken out immediately. Alvin Bragg, from what I understand, helped them to be get out.
No bail.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
They got their
no bail.
Yeah. So there you go. And that's just one person. There are plenty of other people like her mm-hmm. that think the same thing. That's another reason I think the Democratic Party is panicking. Right now.
Well, they should be.
They absolutely should be.
I mean, I've always been a believer the pendulum swings back. But then I got to thinking, well, maybe it never will swing back. It just got crazier and crazier as time went on. But I think that the American that we know, the American you know, the American you see when you go to the grocery store, when you go to church, wherever, that pendulum is starting to come back around. They're going, wait a minute, we can't continue down this path.
I think
we just can't.
Truth is going to be found
it
out
has
at
to.
Some point in time.
It has to.
Sometimes takes longer than we want it to, but it's
well
found out.
God bless that lady. Holy cow.
Yeah. Love that.
She had nothing to gain by that either.
Well, that's debatable.
Well, I don't know what she
But I mean, no, I think it was come from the right place.
No, but she's going to take a beating. And
yeah, I don't think she cares.
No, she doesn't care. But
I think she welcomes it. By the way, real quick, another story out there. QVC had to apologize for an ad. It was offensive.
What?
Yeah. You ever do anything off of QVC?
Years ago, I bought a set of coffee mugs from them. Yeah, I did.
Were they what kind of coffee mugs?
They were from the Broadcast Museum.
Hilarious.
Yep.
That's great. Well, they were selling some handbags. And the headline said, "You'll love this bag long time."
Uh-oh.
You know, take from Full Metal Jacket.
Yes.
"Me love you long time."
Yeah.
Associated with Asian sex workers. Email went out on International Women's Day. Uh-oh. People were mad. QVC's president sent an apology the same day, calling it derogatory language that's offensive, particularly to the Asian community and women. It does not reflect the company's commitment to diversity, equity, and inclusion. We're making immediate improvements starting right now.
QVC's president. I'm the president of QVC.
And I don't see this. I got some idiot writing this stuff.
Right. I didn't know.
I wouldn't have let that out there. My goodness, man. I think there's a kind of an overreaction a little bit. It doesn't reflect our commitment to diversity, equity, inclusion.
He did get a deal on the suit he's wearing, though.
Free handbags for all.
You bet.
Okay. Oh, you have an update on a troubling story. Ooh, that you'll want to hear straight ahead.
Imagine.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Let's go. The Markley Van Camp and Robin Show. David Van Camp out in a couple days. Talked about this before. Rising costs, concerns about the economy. Running a business right now is the hardest it's been in a long time. But you can simplify the nuts and bolts, like closing the books, with NetSuite by Oracle.
It's everything you need to grow your business all in one place. You get a customized solution for all your key performance indicators.
And it's all in one efficient system, letting you manage risk, get reliable forecasts, and improve margins. You know, when you have it all together, it just makes it easier to make good decisions for the future.
And right now, NetSuite has an unprecedented offer to make it happen. Download NetSuite's popular KPI checklist. It's designed to give you consistently excellent performance. It's absolutely free at netsuite.com/MVR.
That's netsuite.com/MVR to get your own KPI checklist. Okay. You had a news update on a story, Scott. What story?
Well, this is a story we had a long time ago, or it seems like anyway. On February 7th, 2024, a police department in Oklahoma was summoned to a local hospital in reference to a report of a student who had been involved in a physical altercation at Owosso High School prior to the end of the school that day. Now, this was the non-binary kid.
Okay.
Right? Remember that guy? And Nex Benedict was his name. Well, we were told that he was beaten to death by students who just couldn't comprehend the fact that he was not like them, that he was non-binary, and therefore he was chosen as a hate crime. They beat him to death, and there you go.
Right.
Well, a summary autopsy report is now out. It shows that the 16-year-old Nex Benedict, who used they-them pronouns, had toxic levels of two drugs in his system. He died of an overdose of those drugs, not of the beating he took. Now, did the beating infect it at all? We don't know. But we do know he took his own life. It was a cocktail that he threw together, a mix of a couple of things. A Valium was included in that, and he's dead. Now, of course, that doesn't change anything, because if you go back a few days now, 16-year-old non-binary student was beaten to death. That was the headline.
Mm-hmm.
Girls did this to him. High school girls murdered someone in the middle of a school day in a bathroom. Absolutely sick, demented behavior. He was beaten to death by cis girls who thought it was their right to do so. This was all happening moments after we learned of the death of this kid. Again, yeah. Sad situation.
It is.
But it wasn't the beating to death in the bathroom.
The left does this all the time.
And this is the story narrative they took and they ran with it. And again, how many people are not going to hear that part of the story, that he overdosed?
Oh, a huge
A large swath of people will never know this.
Well, there are still people that think that Border Patrol was whipping Haitian migrants at the border. Or that...
Yeah, I know. That's...
The Russians own Trump. I mean... Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, the media is not great at... Hey, here's one we got wrong.
Yeah.
Still waiting for that COVID apology as far as the lab leak. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robert Show.
Are you ready?
Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins.
We just become best friends.
Yep.
Making sense of it all.
Now I get it.
And having some fun.
Lighten up, Francis.
This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
All right. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. I'm Jamie Markley. David Van Camp out the rest of the week. Back on Monday, there's Scott Robbins. Did you just see an update on something you wanted to hit?
The Ben Shapiro piece I saw today.
Is that what it was?
About Dylan Mulvaney singing a song.
Oh, I've seen some stuff written about that.
We might have to go. I did. I'm sorry.
Well, it's mocking women.
Yeah.
That's the whole Dylan Mulvaney thing.
It is, yes.
The trans person.
Yes. Bad
dude identifies as a woman.
Yeah,
might have killed the Bud Light brand, and now is released a song that's being
actually. You know what? I'll tell you something, man. I heard the song and I thought, well, this might work on Top 40 Radio. I don't know.
Are you joking me?
It's just got a generic-y sort of sound to it, you know. So all the lyrics are horrible, but you know.
Oh my gosh! So you're telling me if you were still doing Top 40 Radio?
Oh no, I wouldn't play it. No. Well, you know.
What if your program director said, hey, man, it's a hot rotation. You got to play it.
Okay.
Then what would you do?
How much do we get for it?
Oh, really?
No, I don't know.
Oh, my. You wouldn't take it.
I'm making that
up. No, I'm not playing it.
I'm not. Again, today, I don't think I would, no. Because you already wrecked one brand. You're going to wreck the brand of a radio station now, but I guess they're going for airplay on it. So I don't know. We'll see.
It doesn't seem like the full court press on this stuff is stopping anytime soon, even though there's been a ton of pushback.
It is weird you mention that because I thought the same thing. It's like, doesn't anybody learn anything about this?
Especially the transing of kids.
Yeah.
I mean, it's disgusting what's going on and what's happened over just the last few years because it has gone. We've talked about it many times. It went from, this is absolutely not happening. There's not puberty blockers with children or any of the surgeries. That's not happening to, oh, well, okay, it's happening and it should happen.
Yeah.
For the safety of the children. And again, it was the UK that just said, we're not doing this anymore. We're not doing the puberty blockers.
No.
Not doing it. Daily Wire reported on this. Megan Basham was on it. Here's part of the report.
So in 2020, England's largest gender care clinic, Tavistock, came under fire after former staff said it was pushing blockers and cross-sex hormones onto gender dysphoric kids too quickly. Some former patients who had been given these treatments sued. Then after that, inspectors gave the clinic an inadequate rating. And then well-known British pediatrician Dr. Hilary Cass reviewed the clinic's care and returned a really damning report. She said Tavistock needed to offer a fundamental different model of care. So at that point, the clinic was then closed, and that prompted an independent NHS review of blockers and hormones for anyone under 18. This decision is a result of that review. So in a statement released Tuesday, the NHS said this: there is not enough evidence to support the safety or clinical effectiveness of puberty blockers to make the treatment routinely available at this time.
At this time.
I got to tell you, man, I didn't think it was going to come from the UK. That surprised me.
I think it was because of the lawsuits. They're like, oh my gosh, we've got all these kids now that have changed their mind. And now they're suing on the basis of how I don't have full brain development yet. I'm 13 years old. How am I supposed to make these decisions? You, not only did you let me do it, but you made a bunch of money off of me. You took me in my most vulnerable state and totally took advantage of it. And again, man, the studies you see, and it's been cited several times, if you have gender dysphoria at 12, 13, what is it, 87% of the time, you grow out of it by the time you're 18, after puberty. Why hasn't it happened yet in the United States? Well, there's a lot of money to be made. You know that.
Well, yeah. I mean, you have to perpetuate this thing because you've, you know, You got a bottom line to take care of.
Okay.
I mean, dude,
I want to pick up part of this report too. Just part of this report to the
end. So this was Schellenberger telling News Nation about what he found.
I think what's so significant here is that we have WPATH members, practitioners, and leaders acknowledging.
We had part of this last week, Michael Schellenberger doing the whole thing with WPATH. And they're admitting themselves, okay, these kids are not ready to make these decisions yet.
Right. That they're not getting informed consent from the children, adolescents, and vulnerable adults for whom these procedures are, on whom they're being performed. That's extremely significant. That's a breach of basic medical ethics. It's right up there with do no harm, is that the people that are getting these treatments must understand what's happening to them. And the files show very clearly that that's not what's happening.
Schellenberger went on to say that these documents show that WPATH is not using evidence-based standards. So his reporting will likely continue to bolster efforts to end this kind of practice in GOP-led states. But it does remain to be seen if it's going to have any impact in blue states or at the national level.
Hmm. What else do you need?
You know,
it's disgusting.
I mean, laws were made into this country to protect the people who cannot protect themselves.
Absolutely.
And that generally was children, or it was the elderly, or that's what we stood for. That's what we were.
Yes.
We weren't going to allow this stuff to happen. That's why we
protect
put age
kids.
Restrictions and limits on everything except this.
I know.
Something that cannot be changed or reversed. It cannot be.
Yeah,
I mean, you're 12 years old and you can go buy a pack of smokes. You start smoking. You have the ability to quit if you want to. You don't have the ability to turn back into a man after you become a woman. It doesn't work that way.
Man, oh man.
But we do it anyway. There's no rail for this because I don't think there's a person alive who thought this was going to become a thing.
Remember when
I think it was really fringy and very, you know.
You heard a term like the American Academy of Pediatrics?
Yeah.
And you're like, well, that's a trustworthy group.
Absolutely you did, yeah.
You'd have no idea.
Right. No, none. And when you go back to the whole, well, Bruce Jenner was the first high-profile person to have done this. Would you agree with that?
Well.
I mean, high-profile.
As far as, like, hormones and things like that?
That had become a woman. That was a man who became a woman.
But as far as I know, the surgery was never done.
Well, he still has the tackle.
Right.
No, that very well could be. I don't know. I don't know much about what's going on south of the border with Bruce Jenner.
Yeah, it's not like but I want to. You look it up on your computer. I'm not doing it.
I'm not going to get suspended.
Okay.
No, I mean, I don't.
So you're, anyway, you're what's your point right, about bringing
but
up Jenner?
But my point is, when Bruce Jenner did it, it was like, oh, my God. Did you see this?
Well, you're thinking mental illness,
it was
man.
Such a weird, you know, thing, right? And he heard stories about him prancing around women's underwear in the house,
yeah.
You know, all this stuff, right? So, but again, it's such an isolated incident. You think, well, he's a weird dude, but he's a grown man. Hell, if he wants to do whatever, he can do whatever, as long as it's legal, right?
I mean, you can.
Yeah, you can take hormones. I mean, whatever, dude. I don't care. But, I mean, it's the idea that it was such a far-out thing, and that was what? How many years ago? Now it's like almost mainstreamy.
Yeah, I wouldn't say mainstream.
Well, it's a,
it's from but from the way media treats it.
And if you have an
but
objection to it,
polling,
you can't say so.
Well, you have to say so.
But you're not allowed.
We are. We're doing it right
well,
now.
Well, we are doing it, but for a lot of people, they're shouted down.
Well, everybody needs to
they're
be
ostracized,
able to say what they think.
But I absolutely, I don't disagree with you, but it's just it's one of those things, the acceptance of something that used to be so far out. For good reason.
Comes back to you got just stay away from the kids. Protect the kids. They won't do it.
I agree with you. Leave the kids alone. And if the kid at whatever the age is, 18, 21, whatever the case, once they make that decision, here's what I'm going to do. I'm not going to get in their way.
Okay.
Yeah, do what you want to do, man. Just as long as you're not hurting anybody, I don't care.
Can't buy a pack of cigarettes.
No.
But you can get that chopped off.
Can't vote.
Okay.
Can't drive a car. Can't buy a beer.
Tattoo.
Can't get a tattoo.
No.
None of that stuff. But if I want my tallywhacker cut off, they'll do that for me. Unfreaking believable.
Jenner underwent breast augmentation and facial feminization surgery.
Okay.
But has largely avoided any discussion about gender reassignment.
Okay. So We believe he's south of the border intact.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, you read any of these stories, and it's not fun reading because of what happens with these kids and other people. It doesn't function. They think they're getting one thing. It doesn't happen. And then there's no ability to orgasm. It's crazy.
Well, and
it's
then insane. When you see research about the double the rate of suicide,
I know.
When this happens, and you think to yourself, well, the whole reason that we were supposed to accept this was because kids were killing themselves at an alarming rate.
I know, yeah, the way they do again, that. Do you want, you know, a daughter that's here or a dead son, that
right,
sort of crap?
Exactly. And, but right, but it, again, it, nothing backs that up.
Don Lemon is upset. Remember Don Lemon from CNN?
Don Lemon?
Yes.
As he was called by Tucker?
Yes.
Yes.
Because he's going to have this show on X, formerly Twitter. Does an interview with Elon Musk. Musk said, you can still have the show, but we're not partners. You're not getting paid by us. Apparently, the interview didn't go very well. Don Lemon said, we had a good conversation. Clearly, he felt differently. His commitment to a global town square where all questions can be asked and all the ideas can be shared seems to not include questions of him from people like me.
Global town square with Don Lemon. Okay.
Lemon spokesperson said in a statement, Don has a deal with X and expects to get paid for it. If we have to go to court, we will. In a statement posted to X, Musk said Lemon lacked authenticity.
I like that.
That's pretty funny.
Hitting where it hurts, yeah.
Says his approach was basically just CNN, but on social media, which doesn't work, as evidenced by the fact that CNN is dying, Musk said. And instead of it being the real Don Lemon, it was really just Jeff Zucker talking through Don. That's hilarious.
Yeah.
So that might be some sort of legal battle. I have no idea exactly what all was said in the interview. It was different topics. Musk's ketamine use, the election cycle, his company SpaceX. But beyond that, I don't know. There are so many great Don Lemon moments.
Oh, many.
A lot.
I'm assuming you've kept a few of those around.
Well, oh, yeah. They're
always, for amusement.
They're always around. Mm-hmm. I think one of the best was when Don was talking to one of the royal spokespeople about, you know, people thinking about reparations. England, UK. You know, around the world, and it's legit.
You have those who are asking for reparations for colonialism, and they're wondering, you know, $100 billion, $24 billion here and there, $500 million there. Some people want to be paid back, and members of the public are wondering, why are we suffering when you are, you know, you have all of this vast wealth? Those are legitimate concerns.
Yeah. What do you think of that, royal commentator? You know, take that. And the royal commentator said,
well, I think you're right about reparations in terms of if people want it, though, what they need to do is you always need to go back to the beginning of a supply chain. Where was the beginning of the supply chain? That was in Africa. And when that crossed the entire world, when slavery was taking place, which was the first nation in the world that abolished slavery? The first nation in the world to abolish it. It was started by William Wilberforce, was the British. In Great Britain, they abolished slavery. 2000 naval men died on the high seas trying to stop slavery. Why? Because the African kings were rounding up their own people. They had them on cages waiting in the beaches. No one was running into Africa to get them. And I think you're totally right. If reparations need to be paid, we need to go right back to the beginning of that supply chain and say, who was rounding up their own people and having them handcuffed in cages? Absolutely. That's where they should start. And maybe, I don't know, the descendants of those families where they died at the, in the high seas trying to stop the slavery, that those families should receive something too, I think, at the same time.
It's an interesting discussion, Hillary. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Another great moment in Don Lemon history.
Send that to the Broadcast Museum. Yep.
Love that one. How do Americans feel about coronavirus right now? Interesting. Straight ahead.
P
pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Making plans for your finances is important.
And that includes planning for how your family would get by if something were to happen to you.
Make life insurance part of your financial planning this year. Start shopping now with Policy Genius to find the right policy to protect your family.
Getting life insurance today means you'll have peace of mind so that if something happens to you, your family can cover expenses.
Policy Genius makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes from America's top insurers in just a few clicks to find your lowest price.
You can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year for $1 million worth of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams.
They work for you, not the insurance companies.
That means they don't have an incentive to recommend one insurer over another, so you can trust their guidance.
Save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius.
Head to PolicyGenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save.
That's PolicyGenius.com.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Hey, ADD boy. The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. I'm Jamie Markley, the one that was diagnosed. That's Scott Robbins. We got a show going on, man.
Did we miss something?
David Van Camp on vacation. No?
Okay.
Just lucky. You were just entertaining yourself with some fine audio. And I don't mind it. I think it's
fun.
Yeah,
you do. I'm
like, hey, we're on.
I know. We weren't on yet, but we were close.
Yeah.
Okay, my mistake, my bad.
No, you're fine.
I'll just be over here in the corner if you need me.
Oh, stop it. Don't play that nonsense. I got to ask you about, are you updated on your vax?
No.
COVID? What?
No.
You're an at-risk person.
No, I'm not. I'm not doing this anymore.
What?
I'm not. No. No.
You
no.
know I'm not.
I'm also
you.
A heart attack victim.
Yes.
I mean, and I don't want to have another heart attack. That'd be nice, not to have another heart attack.
You're spreading misinformation.
Well, I want more information. How about that? Give me some more information.
By the way, you have friends in the medical field. Do they encourage you?
I haven't talked to my doctor about it yet, either one of my doctors yet about it.
So when you go for checkups, they don't say you haven't been?
No, he didn't say anything last time I was there, so I don't know.
Pew Research did a whole piece on... How are Americans viewing coronavirus right now as far as like a major threat? Not a lot. I mean, and then they split it out in all sorts of demographics. So you have like Democrat or leaning Democrat. There's 28% that feels like it's a major threat. It's only 12% of Republicans.
Right.
Okay. And then you go down to, all right, well, how about up to date on the vaccinations? Democrat, lean Democrat, 66%. Republicans, 24%.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not just saying this, it's not like I'm homering. When you look at who is more informed in the voting public, Republicans are always more informed by pretty much any study as far as the issues that are happening up to date. Then you go by different ages. Percentage of U.S. adults who say the updated vaccine for COVID became available last September. Who's got it? And then it breaks it down. And this is something interesting. For Democrats aged 18 to 29, it's 30%. Okay. For Republicans aged 65 plus, it's 24%. Would you have guessed that?
No. Because I would have thought their doctors would have insisted they get it because of their age.
But they just, no, I'm not going to do it.
They probably did. They probably said, no, I'm not going to do this.
And I'm actually surprised that the younger Democratic voters are up to date from last September. I mean, when you look at the amount of people getting the, quote, booster, it's not a whole lot. But it's, I mean, you just look on down the line with all these different demographics, it's really split.
Well, the full court press wasn't on as hard for this last vaccination.
No. Well, you got to follow the science, you know. This is the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. Okay, without David here, biggest story today.
Wow, yeah, that was a big one you just gave me. Wow, that's a good one. I would imagine it's, God, there's so many, like, things out there. It's hard to prove, like, the biggest one, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of different types of stories.
Yeah, the TikTok thing is still happening out there. It's still big news all over the place. I mean, I know weather's in the news today, too, as well. Snow and tornadoes and whatnot going on.
Depending on where you are.
Across the country, yeah. And, you know, voting updates, poll numbers.
There's something else,
Biden slip sliding away. Yes.
Electric vehicles not moving. Got an update on that.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, that story. Yeah, man.
And then the story you had yesterday about South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem.
Yeah.
There's an update on that. And much more straight ahead. Yeah. The Markley, Van Camp, and Robin show. Jamie Markley. David Van Camp, he's out the rest of the week, back on Monday. There's Scott Robbins. I know we got the trifecta coming up in a few. Something you had on the trifecta yesterday.
Yeah.
Is that story about South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem with the video she put out promoting a Texas dentist.
Yeah. No, well, yeah, I think it's like a chain of dentistry. Smile Texas, I believe was the name of it.
Yes.
Yeah, she did an ad for him, like an infomercial.
Yeah. And as you brought up yesterday, it is rather odd, you know, when you see it.
Hi, I'm Kristi Noem. I'm the governor of South Dakota and had the opportunity to come to Smile Texas to fix my teeth, which has been absolutely amazing. For years, I have needed to have an adjustment to my teeth from a biking accident.
Okay.
So crazy.
You're like, terrible look for her.
Well, I think so, yeah.
I saw an update. That not only did this cause a stir on social media, but also caught the attention of an advocacy group that's now filed a lawsuit against her, alleging the video was a false and deceptive advertisement.
Oof. Ooh. Oh.
Oof.
Yep.
Now, this is your girl.
I like her. I mean, I always have liked her.
Yes. I mean, even through what some conservatives might say, questionable decisions.
Well, every relationship has rocky times, Jamie.
But you would always look through that. It wasn't that you were blinded by your sort of attractiveness.
She is an attractive woman. Yeah, I'll admit that, yes.
I mean, it's not your style to be blinded by a woman's beauty. Where it would cause you to make dumb decisions.
Well, looks don't matter to me.
Heck no.
No.
But apparently, yeah, this broke some sort of law. And in the piece that I was reading, said, you know, there are plenty of dentists in South Dakota.
Exactly.
The Dental Association's website states it represents the nearly 500 dentist members, more than 500 allied dental staff members statewide. Not clear why the governor traveled over 1,000 miles.
Yeah, weird. Just the whole thing is weird.
To Sugar Land, Texas. Well, I mean, they do good work. You can't really.
Well, I mean, they do good work, but I mean, can somebody do the same work in the state you live in and you govern? I mean, it was a weird thing. I don't know if she was compensated for it. I mean, and again, if that's the case, I mean, it's open for business once you're elected.
Well, this is the way the story reads. It says, if you've got a sitting governor posting this video promoting an out-of-state cosmetic dentistry service, what you don't have clear is, or what is clear in this, that Kristi Noem never mentioned or included in the caption in any disclosure that this was an ad or otherwise paid promotion in violation of the FTC guidance to social media influencers regarding paid endorsements and advertisements, requiring posts to include simple and clear language to disclose the promoted nature of the post, again, like advertisement, ad, or sponsored, that sort of thing. So it is rather strange.
It is weird. The whole thing is weird.
Did you know that she is a former beauty pageant winner?
I'm not surprised. I didn't know that. No.
South Dakota Snow Queen in 1990. you go. She's still, like, I think right now with the betting odds, second to be picked for Trump's VP.
Yeah, I know. She was rumored to be. I don't know. This can't help her, though. Well, this is something you talk about.
Yeah, there's been a lot of rumors, the Corey Lewandowski thing. She's married, and who
knows? Stepping on the rake, though. Holy cow. Yeah. That's an unforced error. You don't have to do that. I wonder what the motivation was. I don't get it.
It sounded like it had been done a long time ago. I mean,
But she says she's the governor of... Yes, yeah.
I know. She had a biking accident. This was years ago. But, I mean, when she was first on the scene, this has been, what, 5-6 years ago now?
Yeah.
I don't ever remember her having a jacked up grill. Do you?
I don't either, but I didn't see her every day. I mean, I don't know.
Every time she was on TV, oh, there she is.
Well, yeah, I know, but I mean, we don't know. I mean, she might have had the accident and hit out for 2 weeks and went and got it done. I don't know.
I don't know.
They're veneers, is what they are.
How much, you suppose?
Those are cheap, man. I don't know. That kind of dental work, I don't know.
I need some of that.
Veneers?
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll tell you it's an advertisement.
Well, run for public office. Somebody will ask you to do it.
One other thing before the trifecta mentioned before. We know that electric vehicles have not sold the way different investors had hoped. Consumers had cooled to that months and months and months ago for a number of different reasons.
That's putting it nicely.
Yes. Now an EV startup is preparing for possible bankruptcy, and that's Fisker. I don't know if you were familiar with Fisker.
I wasn't, no.
Well, the car company reported last month it had $273 million in sales last year and more than $1 billion in debt.
Gosh, ooh, dang.
Boy. Fisker is one of a cohort, it says in the story, once high-flying EV startups that went public at the beginning of the decade. So it all looked good in 2020. Because you had a lot of special purpose acquisition companies, or SPACs as they're called, that helped fast-track their market debuts. And there was a lot of investor enthusiasm, thinking, okay, just follow Tesla's footsteps here into this highly competitive auto industry. But instead, the companies have struggled with the complexities of mass manufacturing and the sputtering demand, get it, for battery-powered vehicles from American car buyers. If Fisker does file for bankruptcy protection, it would be the second collapse of a car company founded by, and this is former BMW and Aston Martin car designer, Henrik Fisker. The first company filed for bankruptcy in 2013. Supposed to be one of those things. You can be great at one thing and maybe not so much at another. I don't know. But the Fisker share price has fallen over 97% since it went public in 2020.
Dang.
Oh, boy.
That's a collapse.
Oh, that's bad. I mean, that was one piece. That was out of the Wall Street Journal. Then Hot Air had another piece. Everything not coming up roses for EVs this spring. Also talking about the hype dwindling with Volkswagen, Land Rover, Mercedes-Benz, GM, Ford, all scaling back or delaying their electric vehicle plans because the consumer has spoken to a large degree.
Dang.
Are you surprised?
No, not at all. I mean, there was no enthusiasm behind this. I mean, aside from a few people here and there that were like, yes, I can't wait to get one. And I see a Rivian every once in a while driving around or something, you know.
See a lot of Teslas.
I see them.
I'm not surprised. I'm surprised it slowed down that much.
Well, I think the demand was met. Yeah. And after that, you had no secondary demand for these things.
Yeah, probably true. All right, you ready for your big three?
Yeah, let's go.
I guess time. Here we go.
Are you ready?
One, two,
it's the three most important news stories of the day.
I hit the trifecta.
Well, at least according to Scott Robbins. It's the trifecta on the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
Every day about this time, the Scott Robbins trifecta, helped by his hero.
I'm Casey Kasem.
Hey, buddy. Everything going okay?
Yes.
Tried calling you last night. You didn't answer. Okay.
I'm ready.
Why didn't you answer?
Three.
Sucks. He never answers me. Christine Bob Blasey Ford is back in the news again.
Really?
She got a book coming out, Jamie. Huh. Yes. So she's making the rounds in the media, and her accusations against Brett Kavanaugh and Republicans in general are front and foremost in the book. In the new memoirs.
Wasn't this all debunked? She couldn't remember.
Shush. It's a lie. In her memoirs,
her friend said they were never there.
Ford tells a narrative about how she was propelled by a sense of duty to come forward with her accusations, saying that Kavanaugh knows he assaulted her decades ago. The fact is, he was there in the room with me that night in 1982. And I believe he knows exactly what happened. Even if it's hazy from the alcohol, he knows.
Wait, her friend doesn't remember ever being there.
Yes. And he, of course, has categorically denied it, she said.
And now she can actually read minds. And she knows that he knows.
That he knows.
Okay.
From any bad behavior from his past during an interview, she said, I feel more certain than ever. After my experience with him, he had not gone on to become the honest person befitting the Supreme Court. He's a liar. She also discusses receiving death threats afterwards, grappling with her newfound fame. I like that part.
Okay.
She shares some troubling details about the messages she has received. People saying nasty things to her and saying, you tried to ruin a man's life and his career. You were unsuccessful. Get out of my sight.
Boy, this sure seems like a book company says, you know what? Boy, it'd be good to get her back out there on the circuit just to do some interviews on cable news in an election year and get all these harpies stirred back up, even though there was nothing to her story.
Well,
okay, sure.
How many copies of a book do you have to sell before they break even? I mean, I don't know anything about that world, the publishing world, but who would buy this?
I can't imagine too many people would buy it.
I mean, even if you hate Kavanaugh, why would you buy that?
I don't think that's the point. I think they released the book not intending to really sell it or think that a lot of people would buy it. It's just for the, it's almost like giving to a campaign.
Campaign contribution.
Yeah. Like, we'll get her out there and she can, you know, bring this back up again. Supreme Court evil, blah, blah, blah.
Slander Kavanaugh because Trump appointed him and blah, yeah.
Right. And then there you go.
Now, well, on with the countdown.
Scott Robbins, trifecta, top three of the day up to number
two.
Joe Biden has new shoes on his feet and people are asking questions. I don't know if you saw the video or not, but yesterday he's walking across the lawn of the White House after dropping his helicopter down there.
Yeah.
And did a little jog like he always does to show us how much vigor he has, right?
To get the new Adidas Boost?
No. Dude, he's got these shoes on. They look like flying saucers on his feet.
Really?
I mean, they're almost like round. Hold it's on. Bizarre, man.
I got to look this
he
up.
He was shuffling across the White House lawn. It didn't take any questions, by the way. But it does look like a hovercraft on his feet. It does. I mean, if America was led by a normal person, we probably wouldn't be questioning this at all, but he isn't, and we're not. So you look at these things. It's weird because it looks like there's like a board or something attached to his foot. I mean, they're weird looking. And so people were talking about it.
Does it say what shoes they are?
No. Nobody got to ask the question. Nobody's asked the question yet. But aren't they weird looking? You're looking at them
now.
Well,
I know. I don't know if I'm looking at the same ones you are.
But they're,
it says he was wearing the Hokas. And they're off the ground a little bit.
Well, apparently they were the Hokas, whatever that means. I don't know what that means. I don't know
it's
what Hokas are.
It's a popular running shoe.
But it's weird looking because it looks like it's it does look like a hovercraft is strapped on his feet. It's strange. And I don't know if that's from like teetering so you don't fall or what that is.
I've never worn the Hokas to tell you. I don't know. I have to ask someone that has them. If you have them, hit Robbins up on Facebook, please.
Do they look like that, all of them, or is that a special shoe for Joe?
Again, man, the photo I'm seeing right now, this was from 2 weeks ago.
Yeah.
And this was like Inside Edition doing a story about the Hokas. So I'm not sure if that's what you're referring to or if it was something else.
I saw it this morning.
But I don't know if I would say they look like a spaceship. But anyway.
And the countdown continues.
You know, somebody sent me a meme the other day, and it was a pair of clown shoes and said, introducing the new Air Bidens, which was kind of funny.
Oh, gosh. The Scott Robbins trifecta, top three of the day.
And finally, one.
That was way back in 2022 that Canada passed a national ban on the sale or purchase or transfer of handguns by individuals within Canada. It was called Bill C-21, which at the time was trumpeted as the Liberal Party led in Ottawa as a victory. And, well, now things are different. Toronto police now are telling vehicle owners to prevent the possibility of being attacked at home, leave your car key or fob at your front door. They're breaking into your home to steal your car. They don't want anything else.
A lot of these guys that we're arresting have guns on them, and they're not toy guns. They're real guns, and they're loaded. So basically just put the keys on. The keys are out there. Take the car.
What?
Because we know you don't have a gun. They know you don't have a gun, legally.
Oh, my
And so
goodness.
they're just walking in and stealing these fobs and the keys and going back out to the garage and firing up and taking the car with them.
Absolutely.
And there you have it.
So don't hide the key. Leave it out so the thief can see it clearly.
And no one gets hurt.
No one.
And the terrorists win.
Exactly. You don't have a car, but no big deal.
No. Be armed and ready. All right. News update. And Nimrod's in the news. Straight ahead.
Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
The Markley Van Camp and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley. David Van Camp is out. Be back on Monday. There's Scott Robbins. We're just talking about threats around the world, especially over the weekend. And you wonder, as we talk about a lot, okay, when there's unrest in the world, will this end up affecting my savings or my investments?
Well, here's the good news.
Yeah.
It's not too late to diversify that old IRA or 401k into gold. And the Birch Gold Group can help.
Well, as opposed to other investments, gold thrives in times of uncertainty, and it's an important part of diversifying your savings. So Birch Gold will help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket.
Just text MBCR to 989898 for a free information kit. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, countless 5-star reviews, and thousands of happy customers.
So let the pros at Birch Gold Group show you how easy it is to protect your finances through precious metals. Text MVCR to 989898 for that free info kit. All right, news update. Just saw this from the Free Press. Female athletes sue NCAA over trans women in sports.
Yeah. How about that?
Yeah.
Let's see where that one goes.
You figured this was a matter of time.
Well, eventually the Supreme Court's going to have to rule on this. I'm sure it'll keep getting kicked up.
At the center of the class action lawsuit is Leah Thomas.
Yep.
The UPenn swimmer. And you have these women, because more and more has come out over time. One swimmer was quoted as saying, "I was racing Olympic gold medalists, and I was changing in a storage closet. My privacy and safety were being violated in the locker room.
That's
unreal. All right.
Yeah.
Time for Nimrods. Here we go.
When the going gets tough.
Damn it, this is too hard.
The dumb get dumber.
All right, Dan.
It's Nimrods in the News on the Martley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show.
I love the poorly educated.
All right. Nimrods in the News. We go to South Carolina. 27-year-old woman, Alexis Harnett, arrested March 2nd after a neighbor complained she was in her front yard screaming and doing jumping jacks. Topless. They even showed video of the incident to police. Neighbor has two young kids. There's no fence or anything that would prevent people from seeing into her yard. It's unclear still what she was doing. No mention of drugs or any other issues. But she has harassed neighbors in the past.
Jimmy Kimmel there?
She was arrested and charged with one count of obscene exposure. And that's Nimrods in the News.